This is Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL. I'm Terry Cavanaugh for the evening news, and we're going to talk ice cream tonight. So hopefully you can put it on your dinner menu this evening. Monica Nyman, registered dietitian with the St. Louis District Dairy Council, is with us here in the studios, and we're talking one of America's favorite desserts, I think, Monica. So nice to have you with us again. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
My understanding is July is National Ice Cream Month. Good time to visit with you. And how did we get there?
All right. Well, actually, back in 1984, President Ronald Reagan designated July as National Ice Cream Month because he recognized ice cream as a really fun yet nutritious food. And believe it or not, the third Sunday of the month is National Ice Cream Day. So this month, it's going to be coming up on July 20th. But ice cream is really an important food all year round. The industry does generate more than $21 billion in annual sales, and about 9% of all milk produced in the U.S. by the dairy farmers is used to make ice cream. So, you know, this week it was a little bit of a cooler week weather-wise. I typically think of ice cream as something that people enjoy when it's really hot, especially in the summer months. But really, people are enjoying ice cream year-round, and, you know, it's always in the grocery store. There's really not a season for ice cream, but there is a month. So July is ice cream month.
You know, it's interesting because I don't think I usually have too much of it in the winter, but as soon as the warmer weather hits, all of a sudden it's like, oh, I want some ice cream or some yogurt or some, you know, whatever. It's time to go to the Dairy Queen or what have you.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, there are a lot of seasonal ice cream shops around, too. We have a few in the town in Bloomington that I live in where they're only open in the summertime.
Right.
So there's like those specialty shops that you have to get there and get your fix before they close at the end of the season.
I have one in my neighborhood, too.
Yeah.
And, yep, exactly right. So, but how far does it go back in terms of ice cream? I mean, while it might be National Ice Cream Month, certainly we were making it long ago.
Right, absolutely. Ice cream has been around for a really long time. I think that nowadays people are experimenting a little bit more by making new flavors and new kinds. And, you know, I have such a great job. When I was shopping for kind of all of my media, just checking out the dairy case, you know, the frozen section, it is a little overwhelming. There's a lot to choose from. So we're going to talk a little bit today about all the different kinds of frozen dairy desserts that are out there. But now is certainly a good time to try some new things if you haven't been to the grocery store and to the freezer section lately.
You know, that's just what I was thinking when you came in. I thought, you know, when I turn the corner to go down the freezer section for whatever I'm looking for, from a popsicle to gelato, I'm thinking there's now like 18 cases of frozen foods, from your skinny cows to your rich desserts. And it's like the cereal aisle anymore. It's not just chocolate, strawberry, and vanilla in a small case like my grandfather had when he had a grocery store. You couldn't even have put one of those in his grocery case.
But. Yeah, and if you think about it, it's just the industry trying to meet the needs of consumers. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there are so many different, you know, types of people who are on different types of diets and, you know, just choosing those foods for different kinds of reasons. So, you know, it's a pretty big market, and there's a lot of options out there for people who want to be consuming, you know, ice cream or some version of that, you know, but still have it fit into their meal plan.
Yeah, I think that's one of the biggest things you notice is all the varieties that they have. So let's talk about the nutritional value. Can you work it into a healthy diet? Is it strictly a rich dessert, or is there some value to it?
Well, the first thing I wanted to mention is that, you know, because ice cream and a lot of these frozen desserts are made with milk, that does make it a little bit more nutritious than, let's say, maybe like a chocolate chip cookie or a piece of chocolate cake, because, you know, those products don't have milk in them. So milk with 9 essential nutrients, it has protein, it has calcium, you know, that product being made with milk does give it a little bit of a nutritional advantage. Now, with that being said, and I know we talked about this last time when I was in, you know, you have to pay attention to the amount of ice cream that you're eating. So the serving size for ice cream, and as a dietitian, what we recommend is actually about a half of a cup. Now, if you measure that out, that's not too bad of a serving, but the problem comes where people are used to consuming maybe 3 to 4 to 5 times that amount, maybe like in some kind of a dessert from a restaurant or an ice cream shop where you have something really fancy and you have it mixed with maybe cookies or candy or brownie batter, whatever it is, the flavor of the month. So ice cream can pack a nutritional calorie punch, But the serving is about a half a cup. And if you're using that and eating it in moderation, it certainly can fit into a healthy lifestyle.
Yeah, just be careful of how much you're... I know I'm not having only a half a cup if I'm serving it. I mean, you don't even think about that. You'd almost have to take the measuring cup out and go, oh, I'm a little overloaded here.
Yes, and that's something I definitely would recommend is really see what a half a cup looks like. But one really easy trick to do is to just use a smaller bowl because that bowl still looks full. Mm-hmm. But and then you sort of feel satisfied. You know, you don't need a ton of ice cream to feel satisfied. Mm-mm. It's just that people eat it until it's gone. You know, don't eat it out of the container, which I'm very guilty of that, as everyone probably is. But you just put it in a smaller dish, and that way that dish looks full. It's kind of like just mindless eating. You know, try to steer away from that, especially when it comes to ice cream, because you can get a significant amount of calories if you're overeating your portion size for that.
You know, I want to think that maybe the old ice cream scoops that you now would probably find in an antique store, for the most part, probably were about a half a cup. They were big round scoops, and one of those would have just been it.
Oh, exactly. And if you think about the size of bowls that you get with new dishes, yes, these days, and plates even, I mean, everything is just bigger. Expanded. It's all bigger. So, you know, really being conscious of the size that you're of the bowl that you're putting it in, that's probably the easiest thing that you can do to make sure that you're balancing your calories out with, you know, and of course, what are you eating the rest of the day, and are you exercising? So there's a lot of factors that go into it, but half a cup is what we recommend for the serving, and that usually is what is on every carton in the store or package as far as nutrition information on the label.
So what are the most popular flavors? Do they still rank up there with the famous Neapolitan 3?
Well, you know what? Vanilla actually is the top flavor. And I think one of the reasons for that is because it's such a good base flavor to do all those extra add-ins. And mm-hmm. It's used for a lot of recipes and a lot of different concoctions in those ice cream shops. Chocolate comes in next, and then you have Neapolitan. So kind of give everybody a little bit of what they want, you know. Strawberry, and then followed by, lastly, cookies and cream as far as popularity of flavors.
We're talking with Monica Nyman here, who is a registered dietitian with the St. Louis District Dairy Council. And, of course, it's National Ice Cream Month. We'll continue our discussion in a moment here on WGIL. Talking with Monica Nyman, St. Louis District Dairy Council nutritionist, and it's National Ice Cream Month. So we're talking not only ice cream, we're going to kind of maybe find out about some other frozen desserts as well. And by the way, we're making ice cream in the studios here too, so we'll get a little taste of that down the road here. But there's ice cream, there's gelato now, there's sherbet, there's custard. Can you maybe distinguish between them and what the differing factor would be, Monica?
Sure. Yeah, there are a lot of different things on the market today. Bottom line is they all taste fabulous. So just trying to find one that you like that kind of fits with your nutrition goals. But really, literally, ice cream is a mixture of dairy ingredients like milk or non-fat milk, and then it has some sweeteners in it or some flavorings. But ice cream must contain at least 10% milk fat by federal law in order to be called ice cream. Now, custard, it's similar to ice cream, but it has a higher percentage of egg yolks. And if you've ever had frozen custard, I know down by our main office in St. Louis, there are some frozen custard, you know, ice cream shops that kind of are popped up around there. It does have a little bit of a richer taste to it. So very smooth, very rich. And it must contain at least 10% milk fat and at least 1.4% egg yolk solids in order to be considered a custard. Then you have your frozen yogurt. And I noticed in the stores, you know, recently when I was kind of purchasing some things for my media, there's a lot of frozen yogurt that's kind of popping up. I saw a frozen Greek yogurt. And we've talked a lot about Greek yogurt in our interviews. It does have a significant amount of protein in it, which kind of surprised me for that half cup portion size. And then a lot of those frozen yogurts do have that active in life cultures, which is really healthy for your gut. So not a bad option out there if you're looking for some kind of a cold dessert. It has some nutrition in it that's healthy for you, some live and active cultures. And then a few other that are still kind of lingering around. Sherbet. I remember as a kid getting the big gallons of sherbet. That does have a little bit more sugar in it than ice cream. It technically is a frozen dairy dessert because it does have milk in it. And so that comes in a lot of different flavors, and you'll notice it is a lot sweeter than most of these other types of products. And then lastly, I know your favorite, the gelato. It's an Italian style ice cream. The consistency is a little bit different. It melts a little bit faster. It's kind of a semi-frozen consistency, a little bit softer, very flavorful. I was really surprised, you know, just by that punch of flavor that comes with that gelato. And there's a lot of flavors that are out there in the frozen section. So lots of options.
The gelato, I think, has a little more sugar in it, though, doesn't it?
I think so. Yep.
Yeah. But yes, it's become my new favorite. So it's really, and there's a lot of flavors. So you can really choose among a different group. Let me ask you, Monica, though, because you are a registered dietitian, and there are people who are facing diabetes and wondering, you know, what can I have? What can I have if an ice cream is using, let's say, Splenda instead of sugar? Can they have it? I mean, what are the restrictions there?
Okay, so with anyone who is who has the condition with diabetes, you know, the first thing that they always want to be looking at on a food label is the amount of carbohydrate that is in that portion. So, you know, just like everyone else who's trying to follow a diet, you know, there are a lot of options on the market for someone who has diabetes. So first of all, you know, you can eat a regular cup of ice cream, plain ice cream. You know, you just have to count those carbohydrates in as maybe your snack or part of your meal. And kind of what that's going to do is it's going to use up a lot of those grams of carb that you are sort of allowed per meal. So you can definitely look for things that are no sugar added, maybe made with Splenda or an artificial sweetener, because that's going to significantly cut back on the amount of sugar, because it's, you know, just an artificial sweetener. They also make a lot of, you know, sugar-free fudgesicles. And I know, you know, for myself and for a suggestion I always recommend is those types of products are portion controlled. If you think about a popsicle or even a frozen yogurt bar, once you eat it, it's gone, you know. So instead of getting the ice cream tub out of the and trying to scoop it and measure it, you know, it's a lot harder to manage, you know, portions. So trying to find maybe, like you mentioned, the lower calorie treats that are out there. There are a lot of options. So making sure that you're reading your labels, looking for total carbohydrate content and finding one that's lower that will fit into your meal plan. Hopefully you have a meal plan. If you don't, you need to visit your local dietitian.
We're talking with Monica Nyman from the St. Louis District Dairy Council. And while we've been sitting and chatting, we've been making ice cream here in the studios. She's got a squeeze-freeze ice cream recipe, I think. And if we're at that juncture, Monica, let's talk about what you're doing. Does it look like we're going to be able to taste that here shortly?
It does. It's coming along nicely. So everyone thinks I'm going to be bringing in this ice cream machine. And when I was a kid, we made homemade ice cream quite often in the summertime. And so I have a little experience with making homemade ice cream, but this is actually a kid-friendly version. So I'm just going to kind of walk through the steps of it for those of you who may be interested. I really like this recipe because all ages of kids would be really excited to make their own batch, and it'd be great for like birthday parties. It makes a pretty small amount, so it's you can adapt it to a lot of different situations. So what I did was, in a small like sandwich size Ziploc bag, I put a half of a cup of whole milk, I put a half a teaspoon of vanilla, and then 1 tablespoon of sugar. So kind of mix all that up in your small sandwich size like Ziploc bag and press all the air out of it as you close that. And then what I did was I just dropped that down into a larger, like a gallon size Ziploc bag that was filled about half full of ice. And in that ice, I mixed in 1 tablespoon of salt. And if you remember, you know, or if you do make regular homemade ice cream, you have to put salt in that ice so that it helps melt it, but keep it really cold. And you literally just kind of squeeze the ice around. It takes about 10 minutes to solidify that milk. You do need to use whole milk because it does freeze a little bit faster. And of course, it tastes awesome because it has that kind of full, rich taste to it with that vanilla added to it. So super easy recipe. It has minimal mess. Once again, it's portion controlled because it's really only about a half a cup when you're all said and done. And the other thing is, you could really modify this recipe. It only has a few ingredients, but if you wanted to use a Splenda or a Stevia instead of the sugar to cut back on the carb, you could do that. I'm going to try, I haven't done this yet, but I'm going to try to use different extracts. Maybe like a raspberry to make a raspberry ice cream, or lemon to see how that works. I haven't done that yet. So if you do try it, you'll have to send me an email and let me know. And the other tip I did want to give is especially if you have little kids making this recipe, you want to wrap that big bag that has ice in it in a towel because the ice gets really cold and you don't want to hurt their little fingers. So all you do is you just really squeeze it around until that ice cream solidifies. So I'm going to go ahead and pull this out and let Terry taste it.
Wonderful. Really easy recipe. A tablespoon of sugar, a half a teaspoon of vanilla, a half a cup of whole milk. And then you add a tablespoon of salt with your crushed ice in the big bag. And then the other ingredients go in a little bag. So this is pretty amazing right here in the studios. Let me see here. Okay. I got a spoon.
It's not quite solid completely, but I think you'll get the gist of it. And it tastes just like the kind that you'd make as a kid, you know, that homemade taste.
Oh, that's yummy.
It tastes like cream.
The vanilla, you know, when you could flavor milk with a straw and just shook it up in the milk. That's pretty good.
If we would have let that sit, you know, another probably 5 minutes or
so. Yeah, I think I just dropped it on me, but it's okay.
Rolling that ice around to get it solid. Mm-hmm. So then you just pull that little Ziploc bag back out, and then each of the kids, you know, can have their own portion of homemade ice cream that they made themselves. You know, so it's a really fun activity. Get those kids in the kitchen so they really enjoy cooking.
Yeah. Very simple, and National Ice Cream Month, so try it at home. And you can always go give us the website for the St. Louis District Dairy Council.
Okay, our website, which has lots of resources and our programs that we're offering to our counties as well as recipes, is stldairycouncil.org.
All right, stldairycouncil.org. Our thanks to Monica Nyman, registered dietitian with the St. Louis District Dairy Council here on WGIL.